All right, into the sack. Let's go. Let's go. All right, we got a lot of good ones today. Let's hit some music. Get us ready.
This could be the big salami. Yes, it is.
All right, it's the big salami. A lot of trade questions this week, and it kind of blew my mind that people are, like, wholesaling, trading huge parts of their team already. Just after 3 weeks, I guess I get it. Like, you're kind of fired up about some players just not doing good and you're tired of it. But a lot of stuff we can talk about here trade value-wise. So Kool-Aid, oh yeah. What do you think of giving Josh Gordon and Delanie Walker for Saquon Barkley? So he already has Royce Freeman, Ingram, AD, Penny, and Carson. He's got Waller as a tight end already, so he'd be giving up Delanie Walker. His wide receiver depth would be Sammy Watkins, Chark, McLaurin, and DeMarcus Robinson. I think he meant to type there.
If you have an IR spot that you can throw Barkley on so he doesn't have to take up a bench spot for the next 8 weeks, I guess I'm okay with that. You're not super deep at wide receiver. Tyreek Hill's due back any week now, so you have Sammy Watkins. So you're trying to basically guess which one of the KC guys is going to go off every week, or you're just not really using them. If I were you, I would try. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that McLaurin and Chark I'd like, but then without Josh Gordon, you're pretty weak at wide receiver. Once Tyreek Hill gets back, I think trying to guess which one of those two other guys. Dirty, what do you think here? Would you trade Josh Gordon and Walker to have Barkley basically sit on your bench for the next 8 weeks?
I really think I would. If you're confident that you're going to finish strong, you're going to be able to make it to the playoffs, then Barkley's a hell of a guy to be able to pull off. And like you said, off the IR spot, even if you got deep benches, if you got like a 5-man bench, I don't do this trade. But if you don't, if you got like 6-7 or an IR spot, then sign me up. I love it. I like this trade a lot.
I don't think this is a championship team if he gives up those parts, though. Like, I don't think he's getting. Yeah. I don't think he's getting over, you know, too much over 500. I would keep him because I could start Delanie Walker in a flex and Waller in my tight end spot. And my real concern about Barkley, and this will go. I'll say this once for the rest of the Barkley questions. Given the full length of the time frame, if you go 8 weeks, they got a bye. Earliest he's coming back is what, week 12?
Yeah.
So you get to use him for what, 2, maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks at tops for some leagues. And at that point in the season, in real life, like I see no reason the Giants should rush him back and risk any kind of health. Like, they're not going for anything this season, I don't think, other than draft picks. I don't think they're going to be in a position.
Cowboys are looking too good, and Philly is clearly the second best team in that division.
I'm just thinking, like, as a manager, like as a general manager, I don't want to risk my best player in almost what you could call a lost season.
A lost season, right?
Yeah,
like, this is getting Daniel Jones some experience. That is what this season. He's gonna be exciting to watch. He's gonna have some up and some downs. He's gonna win some games. I mean, they should be 0-3 right now. Like, Tampa Bay should have kicked that. They should have made that 20-yard field goal. This is the only reason everything's so positive right now is they won. But they should be 0-3. The team's not that good. They almost lost to Tampa at home. Like, yeah.
I'm just really concerned Barkley plays much, if at all. I get it. Like, here's the thing. If you can get Barkley and you know a Barkley lover that you can flip him, then yeah, sure, do it. You can get some good pieces if someone else is willing to buy the name and not necessarily, you know, care that he's going to sit on the bench for a long time. But I get what you're coming from, Mike. I know you love stashing those guys for the playoffs. New guy 2018. I got Sony, James White, Gurley, Barkley, Sanders. Which of these can I package for a better running back, and who would I aim for?
If it were me, I would try to get rid of Sony or Barkley. I mean, if you can trade Barkley for, let's take a look here. Let's take a look and see if you can dump Barkley for, I don't know, would Nick Chubb? If you could get Nick Chubb or Leonard Fournette or Chris Carson, I think I would take. I would buy low on Chris Carson right now after the fumbles. That he's the best running back on that team. He is absolutely the best running back on that team. Or even James Conner.
James Conner might be a good one too. Yeah, I was going to say about Chris Carson. He is a guy I'm buying on quite a bit.
Those would be guys I think I would try to get rid of Barkley, honestly. If you have someone that'll pay up and give you something that's going to be productive over the next 8 weeks, that's what I would do. Or try to get rid of Sony Michel. Sony Michel is going to have a few good weeks. I might wait, and the next good week that Sony Michel has, I might try to trade him immediately after that, because it's going to be a carousel. With Rex Burkhead and James White there, it's going to be so frustrating trying to predict which week they're going to give Sony Michel 18 touches and he goes off for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Exactly. That's such a nightmare backfield.
Okay, we're going to jump back to the mixer questions. A clarification on Wilson27's question. He already has the Packers defense, so this would be a drop a player for a second defense for the Chargers. Don't do that. If you want to run the Chargers, just drop the Packers and roll with the Chargers and stream if you don't like them after that, or keep the Packers and run with them. I think it's a fine choice this week as well. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, me too.
You think
Packers should be a fine choice.
I think they'll be fine. Wilson's girl, I don't know, this is related to Wilson 27 maybe, should trade Ertz for Lamar Jackson. Ooh.
Who's your other tight end?
I don't know, but let's assume that they have one.
Assuming you have another tight end that you're fine with all season long and you just lost a quarterback, yeah, go ahead. Snag you some Lamar Jackson if they'll do it.
Yeah, Ertz just hasn't been getting the targets. I mean, he just has not been involved a touchdown yet. I mean, I'd do this trade.
I would too. I mean, I'm still pretty high on Ertz. I think Ertz is let's take a look-see here. I mean, Ertz is sitting at 30 targets. He's averaging 10 targets a game. He just hasn't gotten in the end zone, I don't think. So, and that's fairly unpredictable. So I do still like Ertz, but if you have another tight end, you're fine. You know, go grab Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I like that. If you have like a Waller or you have a Mark Andrews or something, you can get rid of Ertz. I mean, it's possible you could have somebody like that. And I think you'd get more in a trade later on for Lamar Jackson, too. Like, you could flip him for something nice. Fetawap? I don't know. Start Wentz Thursday or play Rivers or a waiver quarterback. I'm on Rivers this week for sure against Miami.
Rivers against Miami, baby. Fire him up.
Come on, all day. Rivers, all Miami. Right. What more do you want?
Exactly. Too nice. Talk about Ajayi. What's the scoop? All right. Good question. Jay Ajayi was cleared how long ago to play? Months, I think, wasn't he?
I think he came out and said that he is very close to being game ready. So for everyone who does a little refresher, I believe he blew his ACL in week 5 last year, and then he's been done since then. He is the most eligible bachelor to come in and make some moves, him and CJ Anderson. CJ Anderson went to the Texans for a workout. Not sure how that went, but that's the deal with the Giants.
He's designated a Texan on the sleeper app, so maybe they signed him and just didn't tell anybody. I don't know.
Maybe that did happen. I don't know. That's really interesting.
I don't think it ever went, for sure.
I hadn't seen anything.
Ajayi worth maybe a stash in deep leagues? I don't know.
For sure. No, 100%. Because it's a stash that you don't have to wait very long on. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen in the next 8 or 9 days.
Yeah.
I would like to say it would happen in the next 2 days, but chances are it's very possible that the Giants wait and see what they have, you know, how things look with Gallman, and give them these guys a load, a full workload. And if it doesn't work out, if they don't like what they see, then maybe Ajayi comes in. Or maybe they just bring Ajayi on the cheap anyway. Yeah. So worth the stash.
Yeah,
You get somebody like Houston, make a move on him too, because of the fact that they know the Giants were being patient on it. You know, there's other things that can happen too.
Sure.
I wouldn't drop anything crazy for him though. Like, I don't know, maybe like like a Geronimo Allison, yeah. I would drop for him, or yeah. Corey Davis, I would drop for him. Something
a lot
like
of people
that.
Keep a rotating bench spot, right? Yeah. That they keep that spot to where it's upside, and that's what I do most of my leagues. I'll keep one spot that's kind of an upside, take a shot, and wait, hold the guy for a week or two, and then roll on to the next one if they're not hitting.
I know what Hoos would say. Hoos would say, drop your defense or kicker, get a Jai, package up a couple guys, 2-for-1 or a 3-for-2, and then pick up another defense. That would, that's what Hoos would do. He's a mover and shaker.
And you can make that happen in your leagues, yeah.
It's hard, though. I try it all the time. Kelly Green with the Gordon news. Trade away Eckler for Hill, a good move. If that's Tyreek Hill, that's a good move. If it's Justice Hill, yeah, not a good move. I can't think of any other Hills. Taysom Hill?
I assume it's Tyreek.
It have to be, yeah.
I assume Tyreek.
I'd definitely make this trade if it's Tyreek, yes, quickly.
That would be fantastic.
Yep. I got one for you. Here you go. No, I'm not going to do the C, senor. I'll give you
Do it. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Pimpin' is easy. I tend to agree. Rest of season, Vance McDonald or TJ Hockenson?
Hockenson. Let's get some Hock.
Man. Hockenson for me, too.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm falling out of love with Hock, but yeah, I suppose. I'll give him another couple of weeks here. WD, I don't know how
what
to say
up,
this.
Y'all?
Oh, what up, y'all? There you go. PPR. I can't read like that. PPR. Connor, Miles Sanders, Justin Jackson, Aaron Jones. Bench one out of those four.
I'm benching Miles Sanders.
Same. Miles Sanders.
My start of the week last week was Tony Pollard. The running backs get work against Miami. They get up, and then you put in your second string guy and give him some touches. So Melvin Gordon should not be playing this week. Justin Jackson should probably get 10 carries for 100 yards and a touchdown.
All right. Yeah, that would be really nice. That'd be really cool to see that. Same guy here. R. Somers wants to know, Justin Jackson or Ronald Jones in half point?
Justin Jackson.
Yeah. Yep. Sneaky Panda, would you trade C-Mac for Julio and Connor?
I think I would. If you're hurting at running back, like if C-Mac is your – actually, if you're hurting at wide receiver, rather, and you have decent running backs, I think I would be okay with this.
Yeah, you better have some damn good running backs. That's all.
Julio's looking good, right?
But it's and C-Mac, dude. Christian McCaffrey gets so involved in every single play.
I know, but you're getting two like legit starters. Like I'm down on Connor, but I'm not like down on Connor.
You're basically trading. You go back to your draft. You're basically trading draft position right here. You're taking the number one or number two pick, and you're going down to like the number 10 pick probably, because that's what you would have got at the 10 spot most likely. Is like Julio, Connor, some combination of that. So I guess it depends what you got, you know, in your second and third round.
Well, right. And you're trading your draft pick, but you're basically getting four picks in the first, you know, in the first 25 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be okay with it. I'd be okay with that, I think. I don't know. Do we give it a do it? Do it now? I don't know.
We have limited information. We don't know what the rest of the team looks like. I think Julio and Connor are two guys you can use every week. I think Connor bounces back.
I do too. All right. Mike, you good with it?
Yep, I'm good.
I don't know if I'm ready. Okay, 2 out of 3 says do it now.
Do it. Do it.
I guess you do it. Sneaky Panda. Jesus Bass or Jesus Base 1387. Trade Carson or Jacobs for Adams. For me, I'm trading Carson for Adams.
I'm trading Carson for Adams if I can. Yes.
I think I'm doing either, but I personally like Carson more than Josh Jacobs, but it's just me.
Okay. Cooks. We understood that when you picked him to trade away, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I do.
That goes without saying. Cooks Brothers, what is Saquon worth? Convince Saquon owners to trade if they don't already have a winning record. We kind of spoke about this already, what Saquon's worth. What's he worth to you? That's the real question. I mean, can you do it without a running back for however long you need to?
If you have a Barkley owner that's 1-2 or heaven forbid 0-3, they are hitting panic right now, because if they're losing with Saquon, I can't imagine what their squads are going to look like without him. So, yeah, I mean, you should be able to get him on the cheap if they're a losing team.
Yeah, attack that.
All right, Mike.
Attack it all. That's a great one to attack.
Attack immediately. Coco Pax wants to know, need a flex. James White, McLaurin, Christian Kirk, or Dorsett in PPR?
McLaurin.
Yo, fire up that McLaren, baby. Yeah. It's running nice.
He is running nice. 3 touchdowns in 3 games. Looking really, really good. Coming up next, who we got? Oh.
I'm Prison Mike. Don't drop the soap. Don't drop the soap.
Got Prison Mike 84. Mecole Hardman or Galladay? Galladay for me on this one.
Galladay for me, too.
Galladay for me, 3.
All right. Divo Davov. Full PPR flex. Hardman, Hollywood, or MVS?
Hollywood for me.
I think I'm going. Okay. Yeah, I kind of like MVS, but Hollywood.
Right. I'm going to.
It hurts me. It hurts me.
It does. I think I don't own any Hollywood, so I can't even start him. But I do have some MVS. I kind of like him just a bit more. Just a bit more. Not by much. It looks like Hollywood's got the votes, yeah? Swart and P? Swartnp, would you trade away Hyde and Ebron for Greg Olsen?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, I would, especially if C.J. Anderson just got signed there to Houston.
Yeah, I would do this as well. Greg Olsen is looking good and usable, especially with Allen in there. I think he's going to be good. JVB, is Duke Johnson droppable? Wanting to stash Ajayi, my bench is Sony, Larry Fitz, Duke, Disley. He already has Andrews and Golden Tate.
He is. Duke Johnson is droppable.
Agree.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, he is. Well, he's not terrible, but I don't know. He just is what he is. He's what he's always been. And
they're not using him. He's not getting the touches.
Nope.
You know, decent player, not getting touches.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Like, I wasn't saying anything bad. Jeez.
Yeah, stash for the upside. You got enough guys on your bench. It's pretty good. J.M. Watt, starting running backs, Chubb, Eckler, Kerryon. Do I attempt to get Melvin Gordon? If so, what's a fair wide receiver trade offer? I have Brandon Cooks, Juju, MVS, and Hardman. So you want to trade for Melvin Gordon, and you think someone's going to give him to you for a wide receiver? I don't know if that's going to sell.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think that given your current team, that you are better off trading Eckler to the Gordon owner, trying to trade Eckler to the Gordon owner. And maybe you could do Eckler and one of your wide receivers for a better running back or an upgraded wide receiver.
Yeah, try to move Eckler and Hardman or Eckler and MVS for a decent second, you know, another running back.
Yep.
Someone with some upside.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, anything?
No, I agree. I think like maybe a Josh Jacobs, you could target him. Something
That's good.
Like,
yeah.
He'd be a good one.
I think the David Montgomery owners are pretty down right now, too. He might be one that's available.
Yeah. If I hate Nagy, can I just go ahead and put this out there?
Sure, why not?
I despise him. You're on the 1 yard line. Let David Montgomery run the ball.
Right.
We talked a lot about buying Mixon as well on the show, so he's another target. We don't know who your other team has with Gordon, but you know, those are some guys. Those are some names. Connor as well. We're kind of trying to buy in on Connor a little bit. Chubby wants to know, flex, standard scoring, Tyrell Williams or Curtis Samuel, or bench Kerryon and play both?
Not benching Kerryon, and I think I'm playing Tyrell.
I think I'm playing Curtis Samuel here.
Ooh, Steve is going to have to break this.
For standard, I'm going Kerryon and Tyrell, I think.
It's close.
Yeah.
It's close. Colts have a better defense than people are giving him credit for, but Tyrell's the one there.
Yeah, definitely. I think because I mean you need touchdowns, and he's been scoring touchdowns, so that's what I'm looking at for this. For flex, I'm going those two. We good?
We're good.
We got a call. I don't know who this is. We'll do it live. Damn it! We'll do it live. Caller. Hello, caller. Why didn't it click in? Caller. Thank you for calling the sleep. Hey, what's up? Thanks for calling the Sleepwear Mail Sack. Who the hell is this?
This is Brandon from California. Chris Silva.
Oh, yeah. Hey, dude. Good to hear from you again. What do you got for us this week?
Yeah, man. Simple one. Got Thursday night coming up tomorrow, so I got either Miles Sanders or Justin Jackson to roll on my flex.
I like Justin Jackson. I'm not loving Miles Sanders against the Green Bay defense. And Justin Jackson should be able to make the very most out of his touches against Miami.
Yeah, this will be the game to actually be glad to own him.
Copy that. I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good one.
Yep, you too, bud.
All right. Thank you, Brian, for calling in. Also, he actually had another question over here. Might as well just get to it now while he was – well, I let him go. But, all right, Kyler Murray worth a drop yet? That offensive line isn't helping the cause, and the red zone offense falls apart. But I do love that they are playing from behind all the time equals garbage time points. Kyle Allen, Daniel Jones, and Brissett are on the waivers. Are they worth a look, or maybe someone else that is not mentioned worth a try? So, I don't know. You dropping Kyler Murray for any of those quarterbacks?
I'm not. I still like Kyler Murray. If they were all there, Kyler Murray is who would get the most fab from me.
See, I feel like, yeah. I feel like I really like Daniel Jones long-term, too. I mean, I don't feel like, especially with Saquon Barkley being out, I feel like he's going to have to use his legs a lot more. I don't know. I feel like I might actually drop for Daniel Jones.
Hmm. Okay.
Steve,
I'm still,
you like Kyler or Danny?
I'm still high on Kyler Murray, but Brissett was the one guy I would look at as just being like maybe a little bit more consistent. That was
Most he scored those like 20 points, right?
Yeah.
Brissett's had two games in the teens. He just doesn't seem to have a very high ceiling. And right now you're looking at T.Y. looking, you know, maybe not playing. So,
yeah, I just – like if you're worried – I mean, because he mentioned red zone and touchdowns and scoring, like – I think Brissett or Daniel Jones, I still lean Brissett a little bit more to score touchdowns, multiple touchdowns, if Kyler Murray's not doing it. But then again, I want to hold on to Kyler Murray if I can, if I need to add another quarterback and I make a spot okay. But he just like started running finally last week, which was nice to see. So hopefully that floor continues to increase for him and you don't have to worry so much about him scoring a lot of touchdowns. But that's what I think on that. Let's jump back up to Breer. I have Kelce and Ertz with Adams and Terry McLaurin as my wide receivers. It's time to capitalize. Okay. Should I trade Ertz and Terry for Thielen and Boyd or Kelce and Terry for Kupp and Boyd? Full PPR, 12 teams.
So I'm going to say that I actually like Terry more than Boyd. I think Terry is going to have – is finishing out this season ahead of Boyd for sure, relatively sure. Certain. And Thielen or Kupp, I mean, yeah, if you can do – but I'd be okay with trading Ertz and Terry for Thielen and Boyd. I'm not wanting to give up Kelce. I don't think that I would rather have Kelce than Ertz, and I do like Kupp more than Thielen slightly, but I would much rather have – I would rather have Kelce and Thielen than I would Kupp and Ertz.
Same. If I could pick my combo out of that, I'd pick Kupp and Kelce.
Yeah, I like that combo too. I do. I don't know if that's available. I was just adding a couple more questions. Coming up next here we have who did we just do? Breer. Dedicated one, rest of the season, Mike Williams, Golden Tate, or MVS?
MVS for me.
This is probably Mike Williams for me.
Yeah, I'm taking Mike Williams, too, on this one, but it's close between him and MVS, but I think Mike Williams. I mean,
they're almost the same player to me, almost yeah. The same exact situation. The number two in a great offense, you know.
Yeah, but I just think that Geronimo Allison is going to receive more action than Travis Benjamin is. So I'm looking at who the competition is for that number two spot.
You're crazy.
Got here.
Me?
I like you, but you're crazy.
Snag wants to know, half PPR, Will Fuller, DeMarcus Robinson, and Philip Dorsett pick two for the highest upside.
Robinson has highest upside, and I guess if you want highest upside, it's going to be Dorsett.
It is. Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I mean, if we're going for upside, if we're going for the guy who's going to bang one out and get that touchdown for you, it's good. There's a good chance it's going to be Dorsett.
All right, same scoring, half point, Curtis Samuels, David Montgomery, or Philip Dorsett at flex.
I think I'm playing David Montgomery there.
Yeah, and a half point PPR, I'm going David Montgomery.
Good with that. OBJ15, Mike Carson for his Diggs and Coleman, or Carson and Landry for Barkley?
No, and no.
No, and no, also.
I'm going to give you this one.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
All right, Jake Meyer got offered Ertz for Lockett straight up in Dynasty.
I still think I might not make this trade. I mean, it depends on how I'm sitting for tight end, but yeah, I think I pass. I think I'd rather have Lockett.
I don't know. What do you think here, Steve?
I don't play Dynasty, so I don't know how you value players at the end of the year. So I think Lockett could probably outscore Zach Ertz this year, I would guess. Maybe. I would hope.
It's positional scarcity, though. Yeah. Ertz is 28. Lockett's 26. That connection could be there. I mean, the connection is going to be there for a while. Both Russell Wilson and Wentz are young, so the connection – I mean – Lockett could have another 6 years. I think I'd probably rather have – it's a good trade, but I would rather have Ertz. I think that good wide receivers become available much more frequently than
That's fair.
Good point. Okay. Fickle Fantasy, I got a scenario for you guys. Oh, this sounds good. I don't know what this is.
I like scenarios.
I do too. Let's put some music behind it. Okay. I got a scenario for you guys to discuss, along with trade advice sought because of it. Current roster: Jameis, Carson, Justin Jackson, James White, and Saquon. His wide receivers are Thielen, Kupp, Fitzgerald, Sanders, Ross, A.J. Brown, and A.J.G. Is that Jaws?
A.J. Green.
Oh, A.J. Green. Yeah. Okay. All right. Vance McDonald, probable now at tight end. I have offers been sitting on for over a day now. Thielen for Fournette. Gallman got bid on for $35 in my league, so I didn't get him. Justin Jackson, 1 week left before, irrelevant. Should I trade now? And if not, who could I realistically target in the RB2 range? So let's break this down. So he didn't get Gallman, so somebody wants to trade him Fournette. He gives up Thielen.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I'm just taking a look to see.
I don't hate it either. He's in good shape with wide receivers.
Yeah, I think I would do this. And other running backs in that range that you could target, they're kind of the ones that we already talked about. Josh Jacobs, Gurley. I'm not quite as down on Gurley as everyone else is. I think he'll be fine. Josh Jacobs, Carson, Gurley, carry on, James Conner. But honestly, Fournette, I like Fournette.
I don't like Fournette. I just really don't. I've never been a big Fournette guy. I just can't be a big Fournette guy. He just always lets me down. So I try to avoid him at all costs.
I think I might do this one. Because he's already got some pretty good players at wide receiver. And he lost. I was doing other stuff. This is why I'm not on the show, guys, because I do too much shit in the background. I lose my place.
Yeah, losing Barkley, and then he has AJ Green coming back eventually.
And,
so...
and he's right. Justin Jackson could very much disappear and not be very usable.
Right.
It's very possible. And Carson, I know you guys are kind of Lucas, you're high on Carson.
I still love Carson.
I just don't like
fumbles are really annoying, but
I don't like that either. I think I would want to get Fournette. I think I like that. See if you can get a little bit more. I don't know what else you can get, but see if you can get a little bit more. I don't know. So we're good with that. Dedicated one, what are good trade candidates for Juju if I'm the Juju owner?
What position? What are you hoping? Are you looking to do? Are you getting a running back or a tight end, or are you just trying to flip wide receiver for a different wide receiver?
Yeah, I was hoping that this was a developing conversation. I don't have any other information from him right now. I'm going to check real quick here on the thread, but it's a lot of people talking right now. So what? I mean, just give me. Let's say he's trying to get another wide receiver. Who can he trade for Juju?
Hoping to still capitalize on the name. I would go after Larry Fitz. I think I would rather have Thielen Larry Fitz. I would have said Evans before this week. Evans was a buy low target for us recently.
I think you get McLaurin with that name.
I would rather, gosh, I don't know. I love Terry McLaurin, but that feels pretty ballsy.
Yeah, I just don't like anything on that Steelers offense this year.
Yeah, if you were telling me that Case Keenum was guaranteed going to start the rest of the season, even though Case has been pretty garbage, McLaurin has been very productive with him. So, you know, I think I would rather have McLaurin than Juju, as gross as that is to say out loud.
That is bold. That is bold. I think I'm all right with that. I think I'm all, I don't know. McLaurin, maybe something else. Can you get anything else with McLaurin, though? Like something, I don't know.
Well, he's looking to give to sell Juju.
Yeah.
So you're thinking McLaurin plus something. I mean, yeah. McLaurin is he's doing big boy things. He's getting 8 targets a game, a little over 5 receptions with a touchdown every game. He has close to 300 yards posted, and he's played against Dallas and Chicago.
What if I can get like a McLaurin and a little PPR guy like a Cole Beasley or something like that, or who else is big PPR like right now that's doing well, like Landry struggling? If I could get McLaurin and Landry, that would be nice. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, but then you'd have to figure out who you're dropping off your bench. So you'd have to, you know, so you're really dropping a guy. Yeah, that's really, and I hate trades that are one for one a player for the same position, unless you just can sell high on a guy that someone else really wants for, you know, someone else that you think has a lot of upside. But most of the times those are more or less lateral. You know, they're kind of just lateral.
Right. All right. I think we covered this one. Get us more information, Dedicated One. I think he's back on right now listening. He said his service got disconnected. His first question was Mike Williams, Golden Tate, or Valdez the rest of the season. I think we all said Mike Williams on that one. But Valdez is a close second. All the waivers I have in the extra spot available, all on the waiver. Oh, those are all on the waiver, and he has an extra spot available. Okay. So, yeah, add Mike Williams if that's the case. Did he have another question before that? No. So he should have heard his question. For some reason, my notes are getting very confused here. Let's see. Rum Rob, start Jarvis Landry or Frank Gore?
Gross.
Yeah.
I really don't like either of them, but probably Frank Gore, and you're hoping for a touchdown plunge.
Yep.
Okay.
Assuming, yep. You know. Yeah.
Shot and, like 6 or 7 points.
And that's assuming Singletary sits this week again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So then next up we have Steve screwing up the show. Mandatavik, Vadic, Landry, or Gallman to start this week?
I think Gallman, if they don't grab another running back and it looks like he's just going to be the guy, I think I'm going to go Gallman.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, back to the Mixler questions. Captain Kurt, I'm sorry, Eric Musial was first. Time to drop Mayfield. 10-team league available. Stafford, Keenum, Daniel Jones, Mishnu, Kyle Allen. Man, you know what? I would almost do it for Stafford, I think, to be honest. If I can't trade Mayfield, I'd try to trade him first. Would you? I know you guys don't want to drop Mayfield, right?
If that's all that's available in a 10-team and Mayfield's your only quarterback, I'm not going to drop him because I like him rest of season. He's still the best talent out of all those guys. Yeah, so I think I would put Mayfield on your bench and drop somebody and pick up Kyle Allen to play this week, or Stafford, either of those two.
Either one, yeah.
All right. Captain Curtis, trade away Damian Williams and Devin Singletary for James Conner, full PPR.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'd make that trade.
Yeah, I do like Devin Singletary quite a bit. The Damian Williams thing is kind of nerve-wracking because he didn't practice today. Daryl Williams looked good, and McCoy is better than Damian Williams. So I think I would go ahead and do that.
Do it. Do it.
All right, Eric Musial, standard. Miles Sanders or DeMarcus Robinson at the flex? So who's going to score the touchdown?
DeMarcus Robinson for me.
Yep, that's 3. Justin Thompson, 3. Which – this guy forgot his password twice. Which of the 3 should I start? 2 wide receivers, 1 flex. Full PPR. So we got Julio. That's a yes, always. Okay, here's the other ones. Lockett, McLaren, Fitz, Hollywood, Ingram, Hilton, and Shepard.
So which Ingram?
I-N-G-R-I-A-M. I-N-G-R-A-M. So I'm that's got to be
Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram. So that he would
just needs three of these guys, including Julio?
Two wide receivers and a flex.
Wow. Wow.
Julio
this
is
really tough.
Man, if Hilton's healthy, Julio and Hilton for me, and then flex Ingram.
I think I'm going Julio, McLaurin, and flexing Ingram.
It's Julio, Ingram. I mean, it's tough for me to sit Larry Fitzgerald.
It's tough for me to sit almost everybody on that name.
Yeah, right. Contact your commissioner. Ask for an extra flex spot. So you don't have to do this
seriously
anymore.
So I'm going Julio, Ingram, and Fitz, even though I love McLaurin. Fitzgerald's just been a monster.
All right, so definitely Julio and Ingram, and then we're all kind of different on this one. McLaurin, I say Hilton if he's healthy, but that's a question, and then we got Fitz in there. So if we had to pick between McLaurin, Fitz, and Hilton, can we agree on one of them? I'll switch to Fitz. I'll switch to Fitz.
Okay. I'll switch to Fitz, too.
All right, so there you go. Okay. Julio, Fitz, and Ingram. There's your guys. Ooh, look who it is. It's Ricardo Banks, PPR, Trey Kelce. For Ertz and Sanu, my wide receivers are Adams, Fitz, Diggs, Humphreys, Amendola, and T. Smith. So trading Kelce for Ertz and Sanu.
I need something better than Sanu.
Yeah.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah, get something better, Ricardo Banks. Talk to the guy, see what else is available. Find out what else you can get in addition to Ertz. I'm not crazy about trading for Sanu at all. All right, we got a call. I don't know who this is.
Kelce.
What's that?
I said, I'm not crazy about trading Kelce. I want to keep Kelce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm. Yeah, absolutely. Caller, welcome to the show. You're on the Sleepwire Mail Sack. What's your name?
What's going on? Name's Jacob from Southern California.
All right.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I got a quick question here. Who to start in my running backs? Right now I got Le'Veon Bell on a bye week. So right now I got Josh Jacobs and Chris Thompson starting. And I got David Montgomery and Miles Sanders on the bench.
Is this a PPR?
Yeah, this is a half-point PPR Yahoo Pro League.
Half-point PPR, I think, is going to be Montgomery and Jacobs for me.
Same, yeah.
Even with the tough matchup he's got against Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota's not as scary to me as a lot of other teams. I think they have a pretty good defense, but they're not what I would call elite. And Montgomery is really good. If Nagy will just give him the ball, which there's been a lot of flack about them not giving Montgomery the ball. So I it's going to happen. And I do like Chris Thompson, but with it not being a full point PPR, I think that Adrian Peterson sees a lot of work on the ground against the Giants for whatever reason. That's just how I visualize this going. So I think Chris Thompson will get some, but I can't sit Montgomery in a half point or a standard for Chris Thompson.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about, like Montgomery, like you were saying, was the snap count. He's not getting the snaps, but hopefully Nagy starts feeding him.
Yeah, I mean he's not getting a ton of work, but at the same time, you know, Chris Thompson is the third down back there, and he's got he has a total of 12 rush attempts on the season. Chris Thompson does. He had 5 targets last week, caught 4 of them. So I love Chris Thompson as a player. I just have to give the slight edge. I have to give the slight edge to Montgomery in a half point PPR. That's if it were my, if it were my team, I would play Montgomery over him.
Yeah. Same here.
All right, cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Best of luck, man.
Okay, thanks so much for tuning in and calling there, buddy. Thank you. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. Let me get caught up on the Mixler questions here real quick. Ricardo Banks wrote me back. He said so this is the Kelce for Ertz and Sanu. The other guy has DJ Moore, Shepard, and Beasley also. So would you do Kelce for Ertz and plus DJ Moore plus Shepard plus Beasley?
I don't think I would. It's just too lateral. I think I want to keep Kelce.
Yeah, I just feel like you can get better. I feel like you can get better. If you're going to trade Kelce, go after – I mean, I do like Ertz too, but if you're gonna trade Kelce, man, like you really need a guy that is going to be a solid wide receiver too the entire season. And I need – so it needs to be a better wide receiver. It really needs to be a better a wide receiver for me. I'd be looking at – oh, gosh. It would have to be something like Larry Fitz or Emmanuel Sanders or Tyrell Williams or Tyler Boyd or Godwin. Those other guys just aren't – they're just not doing it for me that he had. It needs to be better. Got to have better.
Yeah.
Shoot for the moon. It's Kelce. Like, he's the man. He is the new Gronk. Like, you can get whatever you want for him. So if you need two players that you're happy to start every single week.
Okay. All right. That's all for the Mixler questions. Back into the mail sack here. I'm trying to clean up the notes a little bit. We got another thread. Adam posted us in the main chat, so now I've got another 30 questions to answer. But we'll get through them. Let's see. Did we do Gore Landry? We did. Did we do that one? B. Quick Silva called in. If you guys don't mind, Ronald Jones and Alexander Mattison in the waivers. Is worth dropping Deebo Samuel for either?
I'm trying to catch up here. Who are the guys that were available? Who's he trying to pick up?
Rojo or Alexander Mattison?
No, I don't.
I mean, if you're looking to get a little bit of running back depth, Rojo is going to be the guy. You know, he's still Mattison is the backup. He is the backup. I know when they get ahead, they're putting him in and he's getting some numbers. But you know, unless Cook goes down. I would rather have Deebo. If you want Ronald Jones, he's not really – it's not a sexy pick. Like, he's not a guy you're excited to play any week. Deebo, you're still hoping, is going to be the number one there and is going to continue to see more work and a developing chemistry between him. And so I'd rather have Deebo for the upside. But if you just need some depth at running back, Rojo.
Okay. Good with that. FZ 888. We've got a defense question. Vikings or Packers defense?
I like the Packers this week. Packers at home is always a tough. And Thursday night football, it doesn't seem like the offenses bring their A game as much.
No, they run more basic packages. They don't have as much time to game plan and rest and recover. They're, you know, these guys, they hate playing Thursday night. Like, we enjoy having it Thursday night to come home and watch, but there's a reason why the Thursday night games are generally not as good. The teams, they have half of the amount of time to prepare and to get healthy. They hate Thursday night games. They hate it. The players would have them taken out. But Packers defense, they're better.
Okay, and let's see. We got Jim Bob's Cooter. Start Freeman or White? I'm going to guess it's Devonta Freeman.
Assuming this is Devonta Freeman, Devonta Freeman.
Yep, same.
What if it's Royce Freeman?
James White.
Yep, same again.
Okay.
And I don't care what format.
Okay. Rum Rob 2, his Saquon and Amari Cooper for my Devonta Freeman, Josh Gordon, and Jared Cook.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Assuming that you have some running back depth that you can hold Saquon and it's not an issue. And you're not going to be hurting yourself. If Devonta Freeman's like your number one running back, I would probably say no. If he's your number two, and I'd go ahead and do this.
I would too. Jarvis Landry for Mike Williams. If you're giving away Jarvis Landry and getting Mike Williams, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I am too.
It's weird, but I am too. Yeah, it's sad. What a weird fantasy. Here.
It is weird. I think he'll turn it around, though. I mean, he'll be all right. Danger Zone 21, should I trade my Hilton and McCoy for Fournette? Standard. I don't like this one. I want to keep Hilton and McCoy.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I think I would, too. If McCoy – it's just – that's so tough. We need a crystal ball to see if McCoy – if he keeps his job and stays healthy, right? That's what we're gambling on. Yeah, stay put. You're fine.
Well, take McCoy out of it. Would you go Hilton for Fournette straight up?
Sure, sure. Yeah, I would. I would because it's Brissett. You know, don't like him as much as Luck at all. And I don't want to say that the high touchdowns are a fluke, but I mean, if these touchdowns come off the board and this quad injury lingers, I'd be pretty happy to get a running back who's getting 15 to 20 touches a game on a team that's decent.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. From the mixer, we got a couple more here, and we're almost done, actually, to be honest. We're going to blow through a few more here. Justin Thompson, will the Seattle trade hurt Disley? I guess there was some tight end movement around.
Yeah, so they traded Vinette to, I believe that's who it was. They traded him to the Steelers to kind of back up Vance McDonald for a fifth round pick. I don't think that it hurts Disley.
Okay, there we go. Mike took a break. Greg Elliott too. Ross and AJ Green for Devontae Adams. I'm gonna go ahead and give that.
Yes.
To
do it. Do yes. it.
You're gonna get a yes. double do it for that. Yeah,
sorry, my mic became unplugged right there.
No problem.
But I was talking.
Did you agree with the Disley interview? Disley information, I should say.
Yes, I do.
He also says Justin says they also picked up Wilson. That's true as well. I don't know. I didn't really buy in. I'm not buying into the Disley thing myself as a consistent thing, because they had this situation before with multiple tight ends where one will blow up and then nothing, and then nothing, and another one will blow up for a week and then nothing, and then nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, but Disley looked good before he got injured last year, though.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And it's short yardage. That's who Russell seems to be wanting to target in the end zone. Early in the year, I really thought that guy was going to be Metcalf. They're just not quite on the same page with these plays and the red zone package. It's that is what is going to take some time with Metcalf. He has a lot of raw talent. But right now, Disley's just the guy that's running straight up the seam, and Russ is looking for him in the middle of the end zone.
So you're not worried about, what is it, Luke Wilson or Owen Wilson, whoever they picked up?
No, I'm not.
No.
Yeah.
All right, Ricardo Banks, PPR, Allen Robinson or Alshon rest of season? Alshon side for me.
Allen Robinson for me, and it's purely because when DeSean Jackson is back and Dallas Goedert is healthy and Ertz, there's just a ton of competition, and Allen Robinson's clearly the best receiving option on that on the Bears.
Yeah, he had what, 3 touchdowns on Monday?
That was Taylor Gabriel.
That was the other best receiving option on that team.
No, that was such a fluke. That was such a fluke. I mean, they were throwing to Taylor Gabriel from the 1 yard line. Like, why would you let? I just don't get it.
I was kind of half watching the game, and I just kept seeing a small statured guy catching the ball in the end zone, and I was like, is this the Tariq Cohen game I've been waiting for? And I see the back of his jersey. Damn it. I don't have him.
That was such a fluke game.
Yeah. Okay, so Allen Robinson, Mike, you on the Allen Robinson side as well?
No, but yeah, I guess I will just for the question. But yeah,
Go with who you think.
What was the other option? Allen Robinson and who?
Alshon Jeffrey.
It's Jeff.
Alshon Jeffrey for me, yeah. Nope, I like the offense better.
All right.
Ooh. I just don't feel like the Bears have to throw very much.
Yeah, they're not throwing. He's not throwing very well. That's my concern. I don't know. It's not looking good for the Bears offense. Even though, look, score aside and how they played that game, the offense didn't look great. Greg Elliott too is back in the mix. Larry Fitzgerald and Emmanuel Sanders for Josh Jacobs. Ooh, that's giving up a lot, I think.
Okay, say that again.
So Larry Fitzgerald and Emmanuel Sanders for Josh Jacobs. Which side of the trade do you like better?
I mean, if I'm super deep at wide receiver and those are like my
you could because these could have been round 8 through 10 or 11 picks for you.
And then he could have picked up like, you know, the V12 McLaren, you know. Yeah, if they're like your third and fifth wide receiver on your team and you're hurting at running back, you just lost Saquon, I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think I really like this trade. In fact, I think you're improving your – anytime you're grabbing a running back, I like it, because grabbing running backs gets hard here in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Shit, it's already hard. Are you kidding me? We got a caller. Yeah. I don't know who this is. Caller, thanks for calling the Superwire Mail Sack. What's your name? Hello. Okay, terminated call. I did not do that. You hung up on yourself. I did not do that. That's it for the mixer right now. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Black Mamba 24. Mike Carson and Landry for Fournette, PPR. I'm good with that.
I think I'd stick with Carson.
Yeah, I think that I would still rather have Carson than Fournette straight up. the Landry's kind of a whatever, kind of a throwaway in that trade. You're really just looking at who you like better, Chris Carson or Fournette. And I'm not scared. Penny is not. There's no one there that's better than Carson. I know he's fumbling, but talent, when you touch the ball and what he's able to do with it, always wins out to me. So I'm staying Chris Carson.
Okay. Fickle Fantasy had this question. Okay, we did this, and he said his phone died when he was listening. It was the Thielen for Fournette trade. Let me go back to it real quick here, just because I hope he's listening now. If not, I'll just message him. Let's see. It was a Thielen for Fournette trade. You guys remember that?
Was it straight up? I'm trying to remember which one this was.
Yeah, it was a straight up trade. He has Carson, Justin Jackson, James White, and Saquon. He'd be getting Fournette and giving away Thielen.
Yes.
Yeah,
we said go ahead and do that because he had good wide receivers. He had like Cooper Kupp. He had a couple other guys that we liked. He had our V12 McLaren and a couple other guys.
Yeah.
Larry Fitz maybe.
All right, there. Okay, so he was listening. Good. Okay, let's work our way back and make sure we clean up everything here. We're almost done with the mail sack. Rubs 42, flex option. Hockenson, David Montgomery, or any receivers from above? And he is looking at Dorsett, Hardman, Metcalf, or MVS. He's starting Devontae.
Okay, so he's starting Adams, and he needs one of those guys as his wide receiver two?
He needs one wide receiver three. So this is standard. He needs a wide receiver three, and he needs a flex. So let's do the wide receiver three first. Dorsett, Hardman, or Metcalf, or MVS?
Hardman for me.
Assuming Tyreek Hill is out, which we think he probably is, but it's looking like he's going to be back sooner rather than later. But assuming he's out, Hardman as the three.
Okay. And then for a flex, we can take Dorsett, Metcalf, or MVS, or Hockenson or Montgomery.
It's Montgomery for me.
Montgomery for me, too.
Okay. All right. Ricardo Banks says, another week I got to ask thoughts on Diggs. Dude, I feel you.
I'm so frustrated, and I'm so off of Diggs. They're not throwing the ball. They're running it. And I really don't want to play him against Chicago. I see that, to me, Diggs, his stat line this week is going to be three receptions for either 20 yards or three receptions for 120 yards. And that's me saying you're hoping he busts off one long run over the top.
I think he'll get there this weekend. I think he'll be good to have this weekend. I think that's a good matchup for him.
You think Diggs against Chicago?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to pass more. I think Dalvin Cook gets bottled up a little bit more. I think it's going to be a good matchup. I think it's going to be the get-right game for Diggs.
Oh, God, I hope so. But I'm more – Case Keenum had no time. That dude was scared. It looked like I was scared for him. He was so scared. Like, he was making me anxious how scared he looked. And I think Kirk Cousins is not, you know – Mr. Cool, right? He's not the Marlboro man. He's not, nothing phases him. I think that they get after him. I think that they blitz, and I think he gets hit hard early, and he starts throwing up stupid stuff. So maybe Diggs gets something, but I'm not looking forward to – don't start Cousins this week. Let me say that.
Ricardo got an offer, Emmanuel Sanders for Diggs in PPR.
He's getting Sanders.
Well, what side? I don't know. I don't know for sure. What side do you like? You like Sanders or do you like Diggs there? Would you give up Sanders for Diggs? Would you give up Diggs for Sanders? Obviously, you'd give up Diggs for Sanders, right?
Yeah, I would.
Would you go the other way?
No. So here's how I would view this. Diggs is a guy that I want to be able to not worry about and stash on my bench in case things turn around because we know what his upside is. Sanders to me is a lot safer of a guy that you can kind of play weekly right now. I know he just came off a really off week against Green Bay, whatever. He got shut down. The whole team looked kind of bad. But yeah, that's really where I stand. Sanders is your safer guy to have every week. If you have a lot of wide receiver depth, Diggs just for the overall kind of draft capital and previous season potential.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Mike? You're the Denver fan. What do you think?
I mean, you know, I like Emmanuel Sanders. I do, but I think I do. I think he's the only guy that's getting the passes over there. So sign me up.
Well, him and Sutton's getting some work too.
But not enough. I mean, like, it just seems like it's – every time it seems like it's the Emmanuel Sanders show, the guy, like, deserves targets. He absorbs targets, so.
Yeah.
All right, so we're hanging on to Sanders. I frankly, I'm doing the same as you, Lucas. I'm, like, kind of benching Diggs at where I have him, and I'm actually trying to buy him really low. I would not give away Emmanuel Sanders for Diggs. I would go lower than that, and I would just argue with the owner, like, he's not worth it yet. He's trash. So I'll take your trash, but I'm not giving you gold. All right, let's get back to some more questions here. I needed to hear some tunes. Rum Rob says, thanks for answering all my questions. And 12-team PPR, looking for thoughts on Devonta Foreman. Hold on. This has got to be Freeman.
Yeah, I think it's probably Freeman.
Yeah.
Ito Smith dealing with a little injury, and Freeman is clearly the best guy there. I'm just waiting for them to open him up. I'm still okay with Freeman. I'm not selling him low.
So
I would much rather wait and see.
Hold on to him or try to trade. So you guys are both holding on. Golden Tate, how high is his upside?
Wide receiver two.
Yeah.
Kind of middling to low end wide receiver two. He is going to be competing for targets around the same area of the field as Evan Ingram is, and Sterling Shepard. I think Sterling Shepard is kind of broken to his own here with Danny Jones, and is going to be the traditional number one for that team.
Okay. Mike, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think like 13, 16 points on big games, probably the ceiling that you'll get out of Golden Tate.
Yeah.
Probably a floor of like, you know, 5 to 7.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the same thing. He's going to have one of those 2-touchdown games eventually, but not every week. Herndon Outlook, currently on my bench. We like Herndon on your bench right now. Keep him there. See how he does. Kerryon and Mack are my top running backs. Then Freeman. Clearly weak in the position. How bad is it rest of season? So he's
Devonta or Royce?
Well, he keeps typing Foreman, and I know he's not talking about Devonta Foreman. So I'm guessing it's Devonta Freeman.
Yeah, I think he's okay with those three. If it was Royce as his number three, I would be scared. But with Devonta Freeman, I think that he's able to piece together two of those a week and be okay. And, you know, just be looking for some RB depth.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we did the standard scoring. We did this. You know what? We didn't do a set my lineup, and I know there was one in here. Here we go. OBJ15. He always does it for me. I love it. It's the set my lineup time. Oh, I love this. All right, so we're going to set OBJ's lineup for him. OBJ15, half point. Please set my lineup this week. Who do I drop this week for kicker and defense? What are some buy low targets currently? 1 and 2. So let's pick a quarterback, guys. Available, Josh Allen on the bench. I don't see any other quarterbacks, so that was easy. Okay. Sony Michel at running back. Wayne Gallman. We also have available Nick Chubb and Alexander Mattison, and that's it. So those are our four. Oh, Chris Carson as well. So out of Carson, Michel, Gallman, and Madison, who are we going with?
Carson and Chubb.
Carson and Chubb for
Carson
me, too.
And Chubb for me as well. All right, wide receivers, we're looking at Michael Thomas, obviously. That's a start, yes. Other choices are Nelson Aguilar, Jarvis Landry, Tyrell Williams, Curtis Samuel, and Deontay Johnson.
I think Tyrell for me.
Same.
Yeah, close, but I think Tyrell. Whoa.
Okay, Mike is out of action. Vance McDonald is his tight end right now. He can also put in Hockenson. I think you might go Hockenson here. Because Vance,
I'm going Hawk.
Yeah, Vance is banged up. What, Mike?
I go Hawkinson here.
Okay, Mike. And finally, for the flex, then we've got all the guys that we didn't pick already. So it's Gallman, Michelle, Landry, Samuel, Deontay Johnson, Alexander Mattison.
I think it's Gallman for me, just because Washington's not very good, and we're working off the premise that Gallman's going to get 15 touches this week, and, you know, maybe get some usage in the red zone. We think the team's good enough to be able to move the ball, so I gotta go Gallman.
I think I go Curtis Samuel here. Myself.
Yeah, I was on the fence with Curtis Samuel and Gallman. I kind of like the Gallman thing a little bit more. A little bit more, but barely. But yeah, I'll go Gallman on that one just to keep it simple. And then we got to drop two to make room for a kicker and defense. So out of all those guys we talked about, I think you're dropping Deontay Johnson and Alexander Mattison.
Yep.
Unless you want to drop Raheem Mostert just because he's on bye.
No, drop Mostert. He's done. He's done for. Tevin Coleman's coming back. Jeff Wilson is the red zone vulture. And, I mean, Mostert and Breida are basically fighting for touches right now. I kind of view them similarly.
Would you keep Aguilar on your team to keep Deontay Johnson and Alexander Mattison? Or what do you
– I would keep Aguilar.
You'd keep Aguilar. Would you keep Deontay Johnson or Mattison?
I would keep Deontay Johnson and see if that ends up being Rudolph's guy.
Yep. Drop Mostert and Mattison. Hell, if you can do a 2-for-1 trade or a 3-for-2 or something, you know, make up space that way if you can. Get rid of some of these bench guys for somebody you can use. Chubby have Aaron Rodgers starting with Kyler Murray on the bench. Is Josh or Kyle Allen a better backup over Murray or keep Murray? Thanks again, just trying to get out of the 0-3 funk. Ooh.
Yeah, I understand. Rodgers is not, you know, he's not done you right so far. It's tough because their team is winning, which is really weird. But I expect Rodgers to pick it up going forward, starting tomorrow night. I mean, I still would prefer Kyler, I think, as my backup. But I could be talked out of it.
I feel like Josh Allen, for me, he's just too good, man. And just like I said, he gets too much done with his legs. That's where his forte is.
Yeah, but I think we start seeing that from Kyler. We saw glimpses of it this game. I think that they opened that up.
Yeah, I agree. I'm worried that one big hit could knock Kyler Murray for a loop, and I don't think Josh Allen is as fragile. So I might go Josh Allen over that as well on that one. But, yeah, they're both pretty good upside choices if Rodgers just continues to disappoint you. Let's see. That does it for that thread. That does it for the other thread. Let me check the Mixler. We're good on that. Let's blow through this one that Adam put up in the middle of the show. Is Free 502, is Jay Ajayi going to the Giants? We don't know. Jet Life 12, would you grab a B? No. Ode to the Ghetto, which two RBs this week? Gurley, Mixon, Kerryon, PPR format. I'm going Gurley and Mixon.
Gurley and Mixon for me, too.
I think that I'm – yeah, I don't know. Kerryon against Kansas City, I kind of like that. Okay. I kind of like Kerryon against Kansas City. Over, so I think I'd go
over
Gurley
Mixon
and Kerryon.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I would. It's against Pittsburgh on Monday night. Those are usually low-scoring games between – I feel like those two teams in that division on primetime, I don't know. It seems like a game that there's going to be a lot of turnovers and it's just going to be sloppy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't mean to be a dick for those first two questions, but I don't think they really need a lot of analysis. Like, we just don't know what's going on with JJ, and I would absolutely not grab AB. He said he was done with the NFL. I mean, come on. Dub MD, do I trade Terry McLaurin for Lamar Jackson, 6 points per touchdown?
I mean, if you need a quarterback, sure.
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you're getting a good deal. CP24, Watson or Lamar Jackson? Take your pick, really. I think I'd go Watson.
Yeah.
I think I'd go Watson over that.
I think I'd go Watson, yeah.
This week I'd go Watson, yeah.
Dad of the year, trade whichever. Okay, never mind. He was answering a question. Rice 8787, what should I do with Sony Michel, and if I was going to trade him, what should I go for PPR league? So we talked about this a little bit already. Sony's value is kind of interesting because he's gotten some touchdowns that kind of kept him relevant, but the workload's been weird. So what can you get for Sony if you're going running back, somebody who's struggling, a running back who's struggling right now that has upside? I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think?
I don't think you're going to get much for Sony right now, and I think you really have to wait until he has a good game to try to trade him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that you the only Yeah, the only realistic things that you're going to get for him right now is going to be too low, unless you have somebody that's high on him. So, say, put him on the block if you want to and field some offers and then come back to us with what people are willing to give you, and then we'll help you with yay or nays.
Would you go, Sony, for, like, Tariq Cohen and who's sort of, like, really struggling at running back right now? Like, Tariq Cohen and Adrian Peterson? Would you do that?
I don't – I mean, I think AP has a pretty decent game this week against the Giants, but I'm not sure that I do.
Would you go to the Eckler owner and be like, Melvin's coming back, trade me Eckler for Sony straight up?
No. I would rather have Sony.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
I'm just trying to find the fairway here. You guys are killing me. It's okay.
I mean, he's a hold. He really is just a hold right now until he has a bigger game.
Yeah, I agree. Justin Thompson from the Mixler, Justin Thompson 3, Baltimore or Chargers defense this week? I think we like the Chargers, but Baltimore,
Chargers.
Good too. Yep. Chargers this week for sure. Let's see. Devella 3, Philip Dorsett, DK Metcalf, or Justin Jackson for the flex in a PPR?
Justin Jackson for me.
Yeah, I like Justin Jackson.
Yeah, feels pretty safe. Dude, it's Jelly. Trade C-Mac for Chubb and a first-round pick. This is Dynasty question, I'm guessing.
Man. I think I might do this.
C-Mac is just such a monster to have for a long time. I mean, Chubb's going to be really good too.
And that 2020 draft class is just so tasty.
Yeah, I think I'd go ahead and do it. I think I'd go ahead and do it and hope that you end up with an early – it ends up being an early first-round pick.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Mr. Grayflow, who to start? Quarterbacks, Danny Dimes or Lamar?
Give me Lamar. Let's not get too cute here. Yeah,
me too. Running backs, Kerryon, Montgomery, Hyde. So let's pick two because usually you run two. So out of the two, Kerryon, Montgomery, or Hyde?
Kerryon and Montgomery.
Yeah, I'm sitting Hyde.
Me too. Wide receivers, Shepard, Lockett, Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen for sure. Yeah. Lockett. I mean, Chipper could have a good game against Washington, but Lockett and Keenan.
Yeah. Lockett's been showing you the money, Lucas. Come on, don't go back on the way you think of things.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. I said, but they all look good. Shepard looked really good too. He had double coverage diving into the end zone. I mean, he looked good. Yeah. But you got to go Lockett. It has to be Lockett.
Yep. Let's see. Bernard 101 starting. Sterling Shepard, Calvin Ridley, or DJ Moore. Standard, who are you starting out of those three? Who's catching touchdowns this week?
I mean,
he plays. It's Calvin Ridley for me.
No, gosh, I don't like that. I don't know. Calvin Ridley is what did he have last week? Two targets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got to be Shepard for me.
I like Ridley this week too. There was something about him that didn't practice though, so check that first. I'd be a little concerned. But, yeah, either one, I think you're good. Ridley, slight edge for me. Let's see. This is – okay, I don't know. Who do I start wide receiver this week? Okay, so this is Farrah something 5K. We got choices for wide receiver are Tyler Boyd, McLaurin, Shepard, Watkins, Evans, and MVS and Dorsett. That's a lot of choices.
How many?
Let's just say two.
It's for sure Evans, and right. Wow, it's tough for me to sit my boy riding hot in the McLaren.
Same here. I just can't. The guy's too good, and he gets too much opportunity. I'm playing him.
Yeah, Evans and McLaren for me.
Okay. If you had to throw one in a flex, MVS, Dorsett, Watkins, or Shepard?
Probably Watkins.
Or Boyd.
Watkins for me. He's still leading. He's still the target leader for Mahomes right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's still relevant for a few more days.
I like that. Okay. Pickle the name. Lindsay at home worth flexing this week.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. CP24. What are the best running backs to target for Lamar Jackson? Okay. So this guy's trying to trade away Lamar Jackson, and he's trying to get running backs.
I mean, if you have a guy that's hurting at
Go for Gurley. Go for Bell. Go for Big. Lamar Jackson's hot right now.
Yeah, right. I would target DJ, mm-hmm. Mark Ingram, Nick Chubb, Bell, Gurley.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to have a hard time arguing with that. Like, you're giving them a almost guaranteed 25, 30 points a week, it looks like right now. So
yeah, if they're looking at starting Kyle Allen and that's what they're staring down right now is streaming quarterbacks, which is doable, but you're giving them a top three quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. Shoot for the moon on that. Hopkins go in commando. Ooh, a little Arnold reference there, I guess. Hopkins carry on Shepard or Adams. Let me read this. Full PPR, Hop would go to the Watson. Oh, this is a trade. Okay, so two sides. Hopkins, Kerryon, and Shepard, or Devontae Adams, Devonta Freeman, and Edelman.
I like the first one.
I like the Hopkins side, yeah.
Yeah, the Hopkins one for sure.
Yeah, keep the Hopkins side. Carl 12831, will Eckler still be usable running back when Gordon comes back? I believe in a PPR league, he will still be usable. We've seen it in previous years. He is usable as a flex. And who knows what Melvin Gordon looks like. And who knows if the team even – here's the thing. He says he's coming back, but the coach and the team hasn't said he's getting a starting job back. So that whole relationship was pretty bad. And they didn't want to move on his contract, and he wanted this, and he's not getting it. Now he's coming back. I would be a little cautious that they don't just sit him on the bench for a while. So don't jump off Eckler right now. Like, don't sell him for peanuts. He's still going to be usable.
Yeah, albeit barely. He's still got value.
That's my hot take. That's my hot take of the day.
Hot take.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
Dad of the year. He's just answering questions. Be damn it. Trade. I'm giving Dak, Josh Jacobs, and DK Metcalf. Getting Le'Veon, Deshaun Watson, and Hardman. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I like
that.
Yes. That definitely gets a do it now. That's a do it now. That gets a C senor as well. Buck Sin 6IXX just finalized a monster trade, but the final piece is deciding which running back I want rest of season, Mac or Chubb, full PPR. Ooh, I don't know. That's tough.
Chubb.
Yeah. That's tough. Mike, Chubb, or Mac?
These are thin, man, but I want to know why you got to get rid of Mac.
So what do you think? Who do you want? Who do you like? Just rest of the season, who do you like better, Mac or Chubb?
It's Chubb.
Chubb. Chubb. All right, two Chubbs. I'm going with Chubb as well. Justin Wilcox, trade Julio and Drake for Adams and Fournette.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yes.
Definitely. Should I trade Derrick Henry? This is SIK76, or maybe SLK76. Should I trade Derrick Henry and Stephon Diggs for James Conner and Josh Gordon in a standard?
It was Diggs and who?
Derrick Henry.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm not doing that.
I don't know. It's pretty lateral for me.
Yeah, it is pretty lateral. It is pretty lateral. But, I mean, in terms of production right now, Derrick Henry is the best player in the running back part of this, for sure. And like we said before, you're waiting on Diggs. Gordon's producing now. It's a lateral move. Jaron Bones starting Russell Wilson over Deshaun Watson this week.
Oh. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, fine.
They're both good starts.
Yeah. This guy says, do you guys love Daryl Barrel? I don't know what that means.
Daryl Williams, probably.
Oh.
Daryl Barrel.
Do we love Daryl Williams?
I mean, if McCoy doesn't play.
So we don't love him. We're just like, he's the last pretty girl at the bar, kind of. The last girl at the bar, basically.
Closing time.
Okay. We got our beer goggles on for Daryl Barrel. King of the Nerf. What's Eckler's fate with Gordon's return? We just talked about that. I think he gets, you know, back to his PPR role.
He's flexing. Yep. Yeah,
flexible. Punk Break. Help me choose best option for wide receiver in my lineup. Okay, we got Adams, Jeffrey, Tyrell Williams, Hardman, Aguilar, Landry, and Preston Williams. Interesting. I didn't think anyone had him on their team. Nice. So
Preston Williams has been looking pretty good, actually.
He's got value. So we need three and a flex.
Okay, so Adams for sure.
Definitely.
I think we like Hardman. As long as Hill's out, you're firing him up.
Yep. So then it really becomes either so it's on the bench Aguilar, Landry, and Preston Williams. In right now, he's got Jeffrey and Tyrell Williams.
If Jeffrey plays, I think you stay with Jeffrey and Tyrell.
If Jeffrey's hurt, who are you switching in there?
Aguilar.
Aguilar. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Aguilar be catching those babies. Is this a good trade, SBG wants to know, Fournette and Hill for Hopkins and Kerryon? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that.
All right. Sam, 123456, very creative screen name. Should I start T.Y. Hilton this week if he's healthy and he's cleared? Yes. Then, yeah. Duh. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What does this guy want? Am I crazy for sitting OBJ? Oh, this is okay. Here we go. Dr. Gil Glop wants to know, am I crazy for sitting OBJ? So starting quarterback Lamar Jackson. Let's see. His wide receivers this week are going to be Hopkins and McLaurin. His flex is Cooper. So he's sitting OBJ. Would you start OBJ over Cooper in the flex or McLaurin in the wide receiver two spot?
Amari or Cooper Kupp?
I'm sorry, Amari Cooper.
I mean, it feels pretty ballsy to sit OBJ. Assuming that McLaurin is that he's good to go. He was a little bit hobbled at the very end of the game. Assuming he's good to go, I don't hate starting him over OBJ, as weird as that is to say.
I couldn't do it. I'd have to, if I had Hopkins and OBJ, I'm starting them every week, no question.
Yeah, that's the thing.
If anything, I'm switching Cooper and McLaurin. I'm switching my flex spot, maybe.
Cooper's been balling out, though, so I don't think you can. I think you have to just have to look at the matchup and look at what's been happening.
And on his bench, he's got Robert Woods and Marquise Brown. I mean, this guy's stacked to the tits with wide receiver talent. So, dude, trade somebody. Package some of these guys up. But, yeah, I'm not sitting OBJ. Mike, are you?
No, you can't sit OBJ.
That's really hard.
You'll sit him and you'll lose and you'll hate it.
Yeah, I think you're a little crazy for that one. And the rest of the group here in the chat says you're a little crazy. Blaster 82, better quarterback this week, Danny Dimes or Jared Goff?
I think Jones for me.
Yeah, I'd rather play him. I mean, the Rams have Tampa at home. Yeah, I think I'd rather. I like the exciting upside of Jones.
I like Goff this week. I got to see what Jones does in a game, in like a real game or two.
It's Washington, though.
I know.
If it were a halfway decent defense, I would say, yeah, Goff's at home. Go ahead. He has the weapons. But
I know. It's just I hate those divisional games. I hate games coming off of an embarrassing game. I feel like teams want to prove something. So the two for Jones, me for Goff. John C. 44, half point. Trade Cooper Kupp and Marquise Brown for David Johnson and Will Fuller. Uh-oh.
So Will Fuller is kind of blah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't do that. Mike.
Cooper Kupp is one of my favorite wide receivers on the entire season. I'm not wanting to get rid of him for anything. Yeah.
Dude, I've been on Cooper Kupp the whole entire offseason. When he came back from his ACL, he was faster with his cuts, Whoa. Faster with everything. And look at the touchdowns he's getting now, dude. He's just proving it. Cooper Kupp is amazing.
We got all kind of phone calls. I haven't even paid attention. Oh, my God. Guys, I am so sorry for letting you sit on hold for so long. Sleeper Wire Mail Sack, what's your name?
Man, y'all got me calling collect and holding off at this phone.
What you got, buddy? What you got for us, Ricardo?
Quick question. My RB core is kind of trash right now. I'm 3-0 right now, but RB core is kind of trash. I got Michelle. I got Eckler. They're both my starters. I got Latavius Murray, Alexander Mattison, Justin Jackson. Who else do I have? And I have Rex Burkhead as well. I need to up this shit.
Yeah,
my core. My wide receivers are Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Fitzgerald, Traquan Smith, Deontay Johnson, Preston Williams, and Mecole Hardman. And I need to find a proper RB2, but I can't do that shit right now.
Yeah. So I would try to package like Sony Michel and Stephon Diggs together and get a good running back. If you can get,
you know,
if you can get someone to take that.
You know, I'd be trying to tell you, it's so hard to get a trade because like I'm like three years the winner in this league, you know? So like nobody wants to trade me. Like, you're speaking hard as shit.
Then you know, if no one's willing to trade with you, I'm in leagues where, you know, it happens. I have people that don't really want to trade with me. And you really just have to be on point looking for trends and trying to be ahead of the game, because when it comes to trying to pick people on the waiver wire once the games have hit, it's you versus 11 people. So you really have to be on it and try to take shots on guys, have them on your bench. If they don't pan out, you drop them, and you just kind of keep rotating that, trying to get a guy before he goes off. When he shows a little bit of potential, maybe there's positive news during the week, grab a guy before he plays and just be able to make the call on if you're keeping him or not.
Yeah, that's the type of shit I'd be on. Like I thought I had the Chargers backfield, but Melvin Gordon came back, so
yeah.
And I have the Patriots backfield, but these guys are like a fucking merry-go-round. Like I don't know about these guys. But I'm 3-0. I'm pushing. I'm 3-0. But yeah, it's not. Yeah, with this Melvin Gordon news, yeah, my RB core is looking really shaky right now.
Yeah, so that's, you know, like I said, if you can, try to package Diggs and Sony Michel, kind of work their names, what they have represented in the past for something that is more stable that you can play every single week, because your wide receivers, you'll be fine without Diggs.
Gotcha. And one more question. Rivers or Rodgers this week?
Rivers for me.
In the six point Rivers,
yeah,
right?
Still Rivers.
I'm just right. you got to play people against Miami. They're so bad. Yeah. They're as bad as they're as bad as any of the Cleveland teams have been over the last 10 years.
Oh man, my survival pool is looking nice right now. everybody, yeah, appreciate it, fellas.
Yep. Good luck, bud.
Thank you, dude. We got the call done. Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Sean is up next, and then Breyer is on hold after that. He'll be up soon. Sean, thank you for calling the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack.
Yeah, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, doing good, bud. How can we help?
So unfortunately, I was part of the Saquon Barkley injury this past week. So just had a question regarding who to start in my flex. My running back core is not terrible. I have Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry. I'm just trying to figure out who I should run in my flex. I have Miles Sanders, and I ended up picking up Wayne Gallman just a pickup off. I don't think he's really going to do a whole lot, but who would you guys run? Would you guys run Miles or would you run Wayne?
It's Gallman for me. Miles Sanders, Green Bay's defense looks really good. And Miles Sanders has looked spotty. His usage has been spotty. I think I would take the upside with or take more of the unknown with Gallman in a matchup against Washington.
Yeah, Miles Sanders just doesn't look like he's involved enough yet.
I think he'll end up breaking out at some point. The fumbles are a concern. He's had fumble issues at Penn State as well, going back into the college era for him. But I kind of have faith in him. Like, he's a strong runner. He has a little bit of the elusiveness. I don't think Wayne really has a lot of elusiveness compared to Miles, but it's kind of a toss up for me. I'm playing the toughest team in my league this week. So I'm just trying to make sure my lineup is absolutely perfect, because it's going to have to be to beat this team.
Yeah. I like Miles Sanders a lot more as a talent, but the Green Bay defense is to me a top five. There's if I could pick five defenses I don't want to play against, I don't want to start players against, Green Bay is one of them. I don't want to play against the Rams. I don't want to play against the Patriots. I don't want to play against the Bears. I don't want to play against the Packers. And we could pick a couple others, but Packers are right up there for defenses I do not want to play against right now.
True, true. Second question then. Also, my wide receiver core is looking pretty weak. T.Y. Hilton, D.J. Moore, Metcalf, John Brown, and D.J. Chark. Right now I have T.Y. and D.J. Moore sitting in my lineup. Just wondering what you guys would do. Would you guys run D.J. Moore, John Brown, or D.J. Chark?
Dirty Jobs, what would you do here?
I think I'm running Chark. I really like Chark a lot. I feel like he gets his share. I think he gets in the end zone. I like Chark.
Over, you like him over DJ Moore?
I do, yeah.
I like Kyle Allen, though. With that offense against Houston, I think Houston's going to, like, run up the score a little bit. But I think Kyle Allen has the ability to pass downfield and keep it competitive.
Yeah, I think that game is actually going to be more competitive than what people realize. So for me, assuming that T.Y. Hilton is good to go, I'm sticking with what you currently have in. If he is going to be severely limited or not play, I would then roll Chark. I do like Chark, but I like the other two more.
Perfect. And just one final quick question. Carson Wentz or Manuel Jones? Daniel Jones.
It's Wentz for me still.
Really?
Yeah, I know Green – Wentz is the man. He's a – Currently, he's a top five. He's a top five quarterback for me. And I know Green Bay is a tough defense and all that, but I like Danny over some guys. I do like the upside there, but Wentz is a monster. I don't think that there's any way. If it were my team, you know, I answer it like it's my team. If it's my team, I like having Danny Jones on my bench. I like the upside there, but I got to see more. To start
and off coming off
Wentz.
A pretty embarrassing game. Last week with Carson. I mean, he's looking to find some sort of redemption.
He has looked pretty good to me overall. I've been watching his – it's the people around him are actually the ones kind of letting him down. So
– Oh, absolutely.
It's Carson for me, though.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you for the info. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean, for calling in. Man. Appreciate the tune in. Appreciate the call in. On hold. Coming up next is Briar. I think he may have already had a question that we've answered, but he might not have heard it. So, Briar, welcome to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Doing good. Yeah, like you said, my question might have been answered, but I'm in the tree camp right now. Wasn't wanting to wait till the episode tomorrow to shift through all the questions.
No worries.
You didn't know. I start putting timestamps on it so you can go right to you get the time where your question was answered. It's an added service right here on Sleeper Wire Show.
What?
Yeah.
Man, you guys thinking of everything.
I know.
Steve's on it, man.
Wait, I think I got your question here. This was the Kelce and Ertz question, right?
Correct.
Okay. So guys, do you remember Kelce and Ertz with Adams and Scary Terry as wide receivers? This was a trade question. Ertz and Terry for Thielen and Boyd, or Kelce and Terry for Kupp and Boyd. I know we say we didn't like Boyd as part of it at all. So, Briar, what else is there available other than Boyd?
The other one was Fitzgerald is his other wide receiver.
If you could do Ertz and who is the wide receiver you're trading away?
Scary Terry.
So And who are you getting back again? You'd be getting two wide receivers back, Thielen and like Larry Fitz.
Or Boyd.
Yeah, I think that I think I'd be okay trading Ertz and McLaurin because you have Kelce. I'd be okay trading Ertz and McLaurin, even though I love McLaurin. I like both of those guys quite a bit. I still really like Thielen, and Larry Fitz has been having a big season. So if I'd be okay with doing that because you're upgrading your wide receiver position.
Yeah. Why don't you guys like Boyd?
Because AJ Green's going to be coming back and John Ross has looked really good. So, Boyd and Ross are going to be competing for targets behind AJ Green, and Larry Fitzgerald to me clearly looks like he looks like the 1A and Kirk looks like the 1B. So I do like Boyd, but the emergence of John Ross is the biggest issue there for me.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I guess I have one other one. I have a guy who's 0-3 in one league, and he has Bell, who's on bye. so he doesn't have a running back right now. Would you guys figure out somewhat? He likes carry on. Would you do a carry on for Bell and then maybe some other players in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would absolutely take Bell.
All right. Because he has Gordon, too. And with the news of Gordon, he could easily pull the trigger now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get them while they're desperate. Okay. That's a good move to make. Like, he has almost no choice but just take the L for the week.
Yeah, well, I'm 2-1, somehow in second place. Don't know how that happened. All my other leagues, I'm not doing too hot. But, yeah, I was like, I can take a loss right now. So.
Nice.
All right. All right, well, that answers it, boys. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Brian. It's good to hear from you again. He's a longtime listener, multi-time caller. Back to the mixer questions. We're almost finished here, guys. Minimal impact. Do you guys trust Marvin Jones in standard? I dropped him last week before he went off because he was so bad. A lot of people did that. I'm conflicted on picking him back up, and by bad, I mean low target shares and not much success on the ones that he got. So are you adding Marvin Jones back if he's out there?
I'm not dropping him. I still think he's just as good as Kenny Golladay.
Well, no, he is dropped. He did drop him. So is he picking him back up if he can? Absolutely then, yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If it's my team, I'm not dropping Marvin Jones. So okay. if he's available, I'm for sure picking him up also.
All right. Mike, you good with Marvin Jones? You like him?
Yeah. No, I was high on him last week. I love Marvin Jones.
Yeah, I dropped him stupidly, but I needed a quarterback. All right, so let's finish up. That thread's done. And finally, here we go. Does not mean answering your questions here. Call into their live. Okay, so Bill Belichick is in the chat here. All right, let's do these backwards till I get to back to where I was. Cinderblocks, half point, 12 team. Give Gurley, Malcolm Brown, and Boyd. Get Lev, Robbie Anderson.
So this is basically
Bell and Boyd for Lev and Robbie Anderson. Yeah, that's basically a.
No, I think I'd stay put.
Yeah, I think I do too. I'd stay put.
I'd rather have Boyd and Gurley than Bell and Anderson. If that's what it was.
D's Nuts 17. Opinions on Juju's outlook, thoughts about trading him for Connor.
I would rather have Connor.
I too would rather have Connor.
Yep. What's a good trade for Kittle, Big Boss Angel?
I think you can get him low right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, he's cheap. Get him cheap. He's a good target, too.
Get him very cheap. Trade Gordon and Gallup for Tyrell Williams and Juju.
Gordon being Josh Gordon?
Yeah, I think so.
So Josh Gordon and who was it?
And Gallup for Tyrell Williams and Juju. I think I'd do that.
Yeah. It's pretty lateral to me.
Yeah, same.
Okay, he also asked DJ Moore for Sterling Shepard. Would you do that?
That's pretty lateral to me, too. I think I'd rather have DJ Moore, though.
I'd rather have Sterling Shepard.
hence it being lateral. Roel 24, two quarterback lead. Would you trade Mahomes for Henry and Lockett? I have Bell on bye. My other two running backs are Jacobs and Montgomery. Wide receivers Fitz, Gordon, and Jeffrey. I'm not trading Mahomes in any league unless I'm getting a lot more than Henry and Lockett. No. Yeah. I'm getting C-Mac and Davante Adams or C-Mac and Hopkins or something because I'm going to have to make up 30, 40 points a week. No. No.
Exactly.
You get the no senor for that one.
No, senor!
I don't get
no,
to use
senor!
That enough.
No, senor!
All right. Fantasy Pros says thanks. Okay, more trade questions from Booyak. Trade Montgomery and Tyrell Williams for Bell. I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd do that.
I'm buying Bell.
Yeah, now I'm in there.
Okay. This guy, I think this was a non-serious question. Well, we'll get to that in a second. Fantasy Pros, Fantasy Pro 4567, who do I start, Cup or Juju? And it is a PPR league. I told him most of us would say Cup.
Cooper Cup.
Yep. This is a fake question. Would you trade Saquon and Sammy Watkins for Todd Gurley and T.Y. Hilton, full point PPR? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Who should I start in my flex, MVS or Hollywood in standard?
Hollywood.
Hollywood for me.
Hollywood it is. I have Watson, Rodgers, and Baker in a one quarterback lead. Should I trade one? And for who should I target? Yeah, you should probably trade one or two. There's no reason you need to keep three quarterbacks on your roster at all. Two is even pushing it because you got Watson. I mean, really, you're keeping one for a backup, maybe? I can't imagine you wouldn't play Watson.
Yeah, and you're probably not getting anything for Baker right now, so.
No. I mean, if somebody would take Watson and give you something really good, I'd be good with that. Like, I think, man, if you could, yeah, I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with trading away Watson and just running with Rodgers and Baker for the rest of the year. If you get a nice running back out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Blue a bear, trade value for McCoy. It's, no, nobody's, I don't think anyone's trading for McCoy right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you got it, yeah, you got
McCoy's a hold. McCoy's a hold.
That whole backfield is a hold. It's a mess right now, and we don't know what's going to happen. Should I trade Eckler for Sony Michel and Mike Williams, PPR?
Yes.
Yeah, do that for sure.
Yeah, that too.
Ant-Man, Alip, would you guys trade McCoy and Curtis Samuel for Saquon? I have Dalvin, Connor, and Mack as my other running back. So this is a pure stash, and I think I would do this.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
What, Mike?
I said, yeah, I like it.
Okay. I'm in a quarterback pickle, says GP Avenator. I had Breeze, so I've been out. My bench quarterback was Trubisky, who wasn't doing too hot, so I dropped him, of course, in time for him to have a good week 3. I wouldn't call it a good week, but stat-wise, sure. And picked up Mason for week 3. Going into 4, I was able to get Daniel Jones on the waiver. Who's a better start, in your opinion, Jones or Mason? Half point, PPR.
Jones.
Yeah, Jones is not even close.
Jones hype is unbelievable. Why is everyone in my league a bunch of C-words who won't trade? I don't know. Maybe you're offering crappy trades. Would you, Puffin13, would you trade Saquon and Gallman for Mixon and Bernard? Would be my running back too. Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah,
that's
I would.
Yeah.
I would too.
That's a Gallman for Mixon. That's a guy you can start immediately.
Yeah.
Noob 8, would you trade Juju and Waller for Mixon? If Waller's
probably.
Yeah, if Waller's your tight end too and you already have a good tight end and you got some,
yeah,
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, assuming that you're deep at wide receiver also.
Yeah, absolutely. ROK, Gurley and Thielen to get Lindsay and Ty Hill.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
No. I don't want anything to do with Lindsay right now. John C.
I like Lindsay. I'm just not giving up those other two guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. No, that's what I meant. For the cost, I don't want anything to do with Lindsay for that cost. John C. 44, half point trade Cup and Marquise Brown for David Johnson and Will Fuller. We did this one. So then we're back to where we stopped. And that is all I think we can do. I think we are out of time. Just let me get to the bottom here. Can't call. Okay, wait, I got to do this one because he says, can't call it crazy, but crazy question. Both Diggs and the New England Pats defense were dropped. Which one should I put a higher waiver priority on?
Diggs and the New England defense. Yeah. I'm going after the New England defense, depending on your scoring format. I'm in a couple Yahoo leagues where defenses can put up 20 in a week. So give me New England, baby.
Same here. Yeah, as crazy as that is, I think I'd go for New England.
Assuming it's a scoring format that rewards defenses.
Right.
Okay. And now everyone's chiming in on that one as well. Let me check the Mixler and make sure we are good and clear there. Looks like we're good. Yeah, that's it. Show's over, guys. Thank goodness. We're done. We have finished another mail sack. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Lucas, Mike, thanks for taking over and filling in for Hoos and not going too long. 2 hours and 50 minutes, right on time.
There you go.
All right. If you haven't had a chance to talk to us on the show, you can reach us on our website, sleeperwire.com/advice. You send us questions there. We're really bad at answering those right now, though. We need to step up our email game. Better choices on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show or on the Sleeper app. On the Sleeperwire channel, Facebook groups, Sleeperwire Fantasy Football Club. Join our group. Okay, the show will come out shortly. Anyone else listening right now, don't worry. The recorded version will be out tomorrow, and you'll be able to hear it. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Don't forget the Sleeperwire Blitz show Sunday mornings. It's another live show like this. Dirty Jobs runs it. We answer your start sit questions from 10 a.m. all the way up till about kickoff. And so save the number. It's the same number to call in for the Sleeper Wire Blitz Show. Thanks again. Good luck in week 4. We'll catch you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock.